Daf Ayin Omed Aleph Ligzer. The Imav Ali Inu Liyachu, because if they do bittul to an individual, Osalam Emer, Nami Yachu Mavatal Hashnaim, they come to say that an individual can do bittul to two. The Ain Nailim Rishis Lomali, Ha Tanale, but already said Ha Yishnaim Oisin Zalzat, that there is two, they make it forbidden from one to the other. Well, Tzricha, Mishnei Yisera, the extra wording of the Mishnah is Lashmin is to teach us that Filo Omrule Kamoi. Even if the first people tell them, Kani Almanas Lahaknus, that you should acquire in order that you should transfer ownership afterwards, Bahadur Iyu Batal Lacharvin, he indeed follows the condition and he goes and does bittul to his friend. Lo Mishtari, High Bastard, the last person is not going to be permitted to take out of his house. The Maud Latemus Shlicha Shavye, as you might have thought to say that the middle person is just a messenger of Shliach, Kamash Malon, and it comes to teach his extra word in the Mishnah, and came to Lakona Ihu Lishterui, since when he, in the middle stage, not acquire in order to permit, Lomotzignui, he can't transfer the permission, the jurisdiction, ownership. Echod Shalo Irev, Kagoyin Gimel the Yerim Bechotzer, if you have three people living in the courtyard, Hashnaim Irvu, two people made an Irev, Shlishi Lo Irev, and the third one did not make an Erev. Mevatel Echod, then the Ma'arvin is going to do bittul to one of the people who did an Erev, Umutter, and it's going to be permitted to hide behind the Chavre Erev, because this one did an Erev together with his friend. Alma, if you see Ein Tzarich Levatel El Echod, we see from this you only have to do a bittul to one of them, the Kula Havik Echad, because they're all like one. Mishnayim Shalo Irvo Noisim Rishisim Lishnayim Hadorim Imam, they're living with them, but Irvo, when they did an Erev, Ola Yochid, or to an individual, Shlishi Hador Imam, the third person who lives with them, Velo Irvin, did not do an Erev, Lo Ha'u Velo Hain, and not, or not them, and not he. That's the other case. When you're doing a bittul to one person, when that's talking about, when you have three people who live together, no one did an Erev. Aval Ein Echod, She'irvim Echod, a person did an Erev with one person, Noisim Rishisim Lishnayim, they can't, in that such a case, you can't give over. Meaning, do a bittul rishus to one person, shlishi a third person, shadar imam which is living with them, but lo yirvin did not do an erev. Why? Dechibatale ihu rishusay. So when he does bittul rishus to him, akati ikacharved is his friend to asarle, which is going to make it forbidden for him to take out of his house. Lishnayim shalo irvo kinarmin leils. We said earlier, shnayim nein leilin rishus. Two cannot take rishus. I mean, you can't have the any time he's using the term over the sick of leilin rishus or nesir rishus to open up bittul. Dehavi omeis. Al Karchal, and we're forced to say the Rabba Bishayara Shechonza Babiko. Rabba is talking about a case where there was a caravan which encamped in the valley, they Givul Chatzar, and they surrounded it to make a courtyard. The Notl Shom Ishal, and the person erected his tent over there, Mukilo, the Chimes, when he dies, and the Yarshim Shom Shkulam, so the poor Bill inherited him, don't have any rights over there. The Ibu Chatzar Mamish, because it was a regular courtyard, Yarshim is going to be someone to inherit him. It came into Ilu Havi Abun, and said that the father is alive, Havi also make it forbidden. Ino and Nabi Asir, they would also make it forbidden on the rest of the people. Teda the Mereshah, when Teda Mereshah from the beginning, the Havi. The miss asking, and there was somewhere where the person where there was a person there, and he died. The e say, because if he's still around, Tzarchal Hailov Tulila, he's going to have to go to Bittul. Sefer the Reisha, Mereisha the Masnisin Ad Avol. That's talking about from the beginning of the Mishnah until Avol. Chad above here, it's all one statement. Hilchach Sefer the Hachig Karlei Sefer the Reisha. Therefore, the end of that statement is called the end of the beginning. Lechelo, the tzarch levatel, the kolech vechel, you have to do bittul to each one. Iyachi, listening lechot sheir, because it's on the bereishes. We send the reishes. Ani and Anna, I'll know the training of these two people. They hear below shnayim, because there's no ear without two people. Or lechot shelo ear, sefer dahi. He. It's the end of that. It's the end of that statement. The hachmi and tana lishin. This is how we said told over lishtayim sheir, but the two people did an ear. Or lechot shelo ear, or to one person didn't do an ear. Echod shelo irv hashda mafarish lo lekulo. Now it's explaining all of it. Amai itzuch mesnai lekulo. Why we need to teach over all of these cases? Well, guys, even klamim. This means to say ikasha. If you have a question, came in the maze that since he died, b'shita the mavatal lehai. The farish that you could simple that you could do bittul to one who's remaining. Don't get on the list because in the end, I feel the shnayim of that leyochle. Two people can do bittul to one person. Mishnayim she'irvo b'shita. It's simple. It's obvious. The hachol like a lemegzer over here. You're not going to make a gezerah. The mo'asi yachad l'vetulei lehu. That one person is going to come
that perhaps one person will come to do bittul to him. Why the imav hatel? Because if he does do bittul, shaper dami works. The ear, but because if an ear became the oiri biyochid, the matzil do bittul. Since we're talking about an individual is able to do bittul, the mali chayim, the mali chayim. What difference does it make if it's one or two? He's doing the bittul too. Came in the low ear of looknasi the mereisha lo nafkalin. We don't learn this out from the beginning of the statement. The reisha ari the high the low ear about the lahanach the ear, because the reisha is talking about one person who did do an ear. It does bittul to those who did it in Erev. Tarna hachseifa legluyer reisha debehava umeis. He was there in Nidai. That's what we're talking about. Reisha de getani leechad she'erev. The reisha would say that he's talking about the one who made an Erev. The ilu iste le'iduch. Because if the other one was still around, then by lovetulay you have to do bittul. Because the getani hachseifa was said in the seifa. Labayin and metaritz hachseifa. They explained that the seifa was talking about the shnayim. Le'echad mishnayim lomali. Then, what's this 2-to-1 from 2? Why do we need it? The time that we said over. Hot Tanalei Rish was said in the Rish already. The Yochum of Atal Echo, though, one person can do Bittul to one Mishnayim out of two. Mali Chan of Atal, Mali Train of Atal. So, one must make up one's doing Bittul or two doing Bittul. Hani Mil, the Kohani, Bittul and Deliel, all of these Bittul earlier is Egon Mixaisu. The Erev, there's some of them that did in Erev. Teres Erev, Minatinaki, Sabon Machrikin. The Hilchas of Erev from the children are going to come afterwards. Labayin, Tani Hachsev, the Loitzer, they don't need it to help Shita, because it's obvious. Tikachad is the Lobotale, which is that there's one person who didn't do Bittur Rishos. El Lahochi, Tanya, this is the reason that it was said over, that Shvin to teach us the Kulam Asnisa, but this is the Lutarayo, Hama Arvin Askin, that's talking about, all the Mishnah's talking about when both of those who did an Erev are still around. But if you look at the Mishnah, the Rishah, the Rishah, the beginning of the Mishnah, Echad shelo irv, one person didn't do an irv, nice rishos al echad shelo irv, because over his rishos, his rights to the chutzar, the one person who did an irv, the ain't sarach levat, the rishos, they look, echad, they just have to do a bit of rishos to each of the people that are living in the courtyard. Vi'olo asar, harin, he's not for making a forbidden on his friend. I didn't honey risha, echad shelo irv, nice rishos al echad. She'ir, that one person that didn't do an Erev is going to give over his Rishus to the Bittul Rishus, the one who did do an Erev. Tana Hachsef, we said the same, but the Ivchad law that the opposite Nadulli. Oh, Risha Bittul Hamim Uis. And really, the Risha, the Mishnah is talking about where a person was there and he died. The same, this new one, the same was talking about when he's still alive. Hasulam Malib, Shita, Dasya, that is obvious that they make it forbidden for each other. Hachigasin, they came into the Bittul Hulahanech, Uliel Parishnale. And later, earlier I explained to Rashi, says, Kani Almanas, Lahaknos, the Mishnah Yisera, from the extra language of the Mishnah, Nafka, we learned out the Ilav, Hachi, if not for that, lo, it's Uchl Misni, we won't have to say it. Uliel, and earlier Rashi says, in Dibur Masal Tzricha, Prishnah, I explained it. Yerush, Shashacha, Chavah, that his father forgot, well, even didn't make an error, but basically, Bishabbos, and he dies on Shabbos, so lo, Bittu Rishos, and he didn't do the Bittu Rishos, Mal Shivatal Yerush, can the Yerush go and do the Bittu Rishos? Daf Ayin Omud Beis. Hecha the e boy Liru. He claims means to say Ovav Shaya Esmol Roy La'ir. His father, who yesterday was meaning an Erev Shabbos, was able to do an Erev. Or Yechol Abatel, he can then do Bittul Rishos on Shabbos. Aval Hay the Lomotz of the Ruvi Esmol the Lohayel Ochelik, because he didn't have any possession of any rights in the courtyard. Lo, and he would not be able to do Bittul today on Shabbos. Kol Shutel Mitzvah Shabbos. But first, Lova, also as we continue the sugya, we explain it. There are two courtyards. So Pesach Echa b'nei, there's one door in between them. And they made an Erev through that door. There was something fell down and sealed up the door. But still, they can still use it from one, go from one courtyard to the other through throwing objects over the wall over there, hurrying at them with the small holes there in between, there in the walls. That will have the ain't ear base concerns. Well, Pesach, he's going to be able to make an ear between two courtyards without a door, because Tanim is going to say later, the chaloin shebein base concerns. Chetzeros, so you have the window between two courtyards. Hacha over here, Shabbos over here, since Shabbos is already permitted, it stays permitted, even though the circumstances have changed to and would not have been permitted to make the Erev as is. Zakal la suye mavoy shenitlo karosav ola chayev. the Shabbos on Shabbos, Avagav the Ishtakel Mechitzos the day, even though its walls were taken away, Shari it's still permitted. Why? Well, since the Ishtar Ben Ishmoshes, it was already permitted when the Ben Ishmoshes of little Shabbos started. Mereshal Ishmina, we don't learn this after the Mereshal of the Mishnah. The Hosom is new, Mechitzos the day, or the Mishnah, the walls still exist. Avalhoch over here, lo, that the walls don't exist anymore. Avalhoch Yamin and lo, the Shil the Perkah Kamen, and this is what we said at the end of the first parak. The Kufim Nochem Mechitzos, the Surin Levatos Elizeth, they're now allowed to do bittul rishus from one to the other, in order that one of them should be allowed to use the area. The whole of have a boy, they rubi mesel, because since they, if they had, they wanted to make an area of yesterday, lo matzim harvi, they wouldn't have been allowed to make an area because they didn't have any walls. Aval ilo have halsom elachan bayis, if there was only one house over there, then sure they'd be permitted. Why the mechitzah nasa b'shabbos mechitzah he? Because any wall which is made on Shabbos is still at the end of the day a wall. Zerakal, the ratio nami kray as seifo. The ratio is also going on the seifo. La suya meis nocher b'shabbos included a case with a guy dying in Shabbos. They came in the boy. The ruvim mesel, because since had they wanted to make an erev yesterday, lo masim arvi, would not have been able to. Hashanai lo mavatli. So to now over here, they're now a little bit to rishos. The ratio the seifo. Lo shemina lo, from the beginning of the end of the Mishnah, you would have understood this halacha. Ilo asya. Bezeh hakal, had you not said it over in the lashon of zeh hakal? Why the hasam lo matzil the ruvi meesel? There you're not able to do the area of yesterday kal at all. Avalachal here matzil the ruvi adi skliris. They would have been able to make an area had they rented it out from the koi. Quotes me number vatal rishos sheshachach. He forgot for low ear. He did not make an area. Shafal pi shenessel the shabbos even has become forbidden to. For some of the Shabbos, Yeshua looked on the Shabbos. There is some way of fixing up on Shabbos. When they look at the Chutzim, Yeshua bit the Rishos, and since they didn't say Chutzim, one who did the bit the Rishos, we Yerush and inherited, Shemami no Yerush lo. We learn from this that Yerush is not able to do Bittul. Emo Chutzim Bittarius bit the Rishos. We Yerush Bachal, and Yerush is included. The Kari Devuhu, because he is like the foot, the knee of his father, meaning he's an extension of his father, Bittarius Bittul, the Hegespo, and he also has the Hichos of Bittul applying to him. That still is Bodim means an Erev, well, still Erev Shabbos, and the Erev of the first guy had not yet been activated. Hari Zem in the Shulk. Oh, he says the guy who's just out from the market. I mean, he gets belong in the market, he's not part of a resident of the courtyard, is going to make it forbidden for them. Even though he doesn't live there, because the time will come in Pirka, this is going to say later in this. In a brisa, and this is a parak. Mishi yishlo bayis based at heaven, or based at bakar b'chatzah chaveru. Person who has a storage house for a straw or animals in the courtyard of his friend, oyser alavi makes it forbidden for his friend to use the courtyard without an erev. Shechashecha ainu oyser alav on him. Shahare hoter b'lumik the Shabbos because it already became forbidden for part of Shabbos. Vechem in a shul shayilo bayis dira b'chatzah do they had a house. In this courtyard, the boy young man also shari arev zeh imishchayim because he's going to make an erev together with his neighbors. Mishchashecha, he didn't yachal arev. He's not able to make an erev anymore. Also, he's going to also be yorish about the rishos, and if yorish can get the bit of rishos, the vayos of should be forbidden. Yisrael v'ger gasin and ger shemeis ain lo yorish, and the ger who dies, a kamer that dies and doesn't have anyone to inherit him, hamachzik bin the chasub zochah behen. Then whoever takes possession first, the first of his property, he acquires them. The gur is a garinu, it's a silo with cholok with chadarim, and it's split up into rooms. So you call a cholok with pischol with chotzer. Each one has his own door in the courtyard. For oisin zalzen, therefore they make it forbidden from one onto the other to take out without an erev.